Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower, presents kept a view.
Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. 7 until the hour. 53 after the hour. That's the 3 hours looking at. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's the author of J.K. Lester's Small Business Taxes 2013. Please check that out and start your tax planning for this year. Barbara Weltman, thanks again for hanging out with us. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. Barbara's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've been doing this now for more than 15 years. Barbara, thanks again for all that you've done for us over the years.
Oh, it's been fun and my pleasure.
We have had fun, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Hey, Barbara, I can't have you on the show without getting your opinion of the revelations recently that the IRS has not. This is not some speculation or some charge. The IRS has admitted and apologized for targeting conservative groups, haven't they, Barbara?
Well, it's so troubling to me and so upsetting to me. I have to tell you that over the course of my long career and my dealings with the IRS, I have found them to be extremely fair. They listen. They've worked with me.
Nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan.
Yep.
Just, you know, mm-hmm. My dealings with them have been very favorable.
Mine too.
But these revelations are beyond troubling. Just echoing what's been said about the concerns about not only politicizing the government, but the concerns that the IRS is going to be now making decisions about health care
and
policing this.
They are the enforcer.
My gosh.
The IRS, folks, in case you've haven't been paying attention, the IRS has been chosen and is part of the law as the enforcer of Obamacare.
Think about it. They have access to so much personal information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that they're going to have access to your individual health records, but they're certainly going to know whether you have health coverage, and you're going to have to disclose all of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, whatever you write a check for health care, is available to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They may not have access to your diagnosis or your doctor's records, but they're going to have access to whatever checks you write.
Exactly.
Because that's part of that, if they want to audit it that far. So, but they've admitted that they targeted a certain political ideology and harassed them and prevented them from getting clearances, I mean, getting approval for their nonprofit activity, while they did the opposite for people on the non-conservative side, right? They greased the skid for the liberals.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they
retroactive action.
Barbara, are people coming out of the woodwork now who said that not only was there, they weren't applying for any kind of a nonprofit approval.
No, they just made political donations.
They made donations, and they believe they were targeted because they made donations to Mitt Romney.
That's exactly right. The big donors.
Yeah.
It can't be. It can't be allowed to be this way.
Isn't this something
confidence in the government? That'll be the end of the world as we know it.
That's right. Isn't this something that Democrats better get behind and not make this look like a partisan witch hunt? There's something, if they're going to have any credibility, they've got to get in lockstep with, I mean, don't they need to join arms with the Republicans on this as if it were a national security issue?
Yes, because if it can happen on one side, it can happen on the other
side. That's exactly right.
If the system is such that it can happen that way, then it's nauseating. It's so horrible. It's
what
one
do you
of the most troubling
what do you think's
things
gonna
that's
happen?
Happened in
What do you
years.
Think's going to be the result?
Judging from other controversies of late. They just, you know, drag it out,
intimidate
anybody who wants to come forward.
It's not going to be to the administration's benefit to act like this is not a big deal, is it?
Well, I don't know. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back again real soon. Barbara
Can't
Weltman,
wait.
Ladies and gentlemen. BarbaraWeltman.com. J.K.A. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2013. All her stuff. Find it there. It's at BarbaraWeltman.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.